Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Jack.
And I am Cindy.
And no Heather today. Heather is on...
in the beach. She's celebrating her two-year wedding anniversary.
2 years of living happily ever after.
And we couldn't do it last week because the poor thing was so sick.
She was sicker than a dog. I don't know if that I don't know if that means, but I guess dogs are sick. But she was sick, and we didn't want to be around her.
Yeah, and she's got that Pennsylvania Dutch in her where she's never, ever in... How long is she working? She's 20, almost 28. 14 years. She's been working since she was 14, I think. 15, I don't know. Never called in sick.
Nope.
And she called in sick.
Yep. It was a big deal in her life. It was a big deal.
They had a parade.
she was sick, and they said, we're going to have a parade. But anyway, we apologize. We couldn't get to it last week, and it just was one of those things. But we are back now.
Yes, we are.
And we're back. And if you like this podcast
and
other podcasts, The Amazing Race is coming back Thursday.
Yay.
And we'll be... You're a little hesitant about doing The Amazing Race, aren't you?
Well, because... Okay, I am. But we'll talk about that later.
Okay, all right. But now we have the broadcast, The Married Man Show. Leftovers is coming back. The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys has one more episode left. There's a host of other podcasts. Game of Thrones and all the other ones. Westworld and thousands.
Did you do Survivor?
Survivor's back, and there's a new one coming down the pipe.
Here's a thought.
Yeah?
Why don't you write down all your podcasts?
You know, I will do that someday.
Okay.
I will do that someday, but if you like to support this podcast, you go to jayandjack.com, and the little button says become a patron. You can help us there. Or you can just go, if you shop Amazon, again, the information's on jayandjack.com. I always get confused.
jayandjack.com. I think there's a little logo. I click it. But, you know, I don't think I click it every time I buy.
And you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon.
I do.
You basically could be supporting this podcast.
I could.
Actually, you'd be supporting us by just not buying so much stuff on Amazon.
I can't help it. It's for the grandson.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
It's for the kids.
For the child. Oh, I'm getting yelled at.
Anyway.
Producer Jack.
Anyway. Well, it's the first time I've had to do a podcast like this since...
Last Dance of the Stars ended? Oops.
Did you just break my desk?
I don't know.
Nice.
Okay, I want to tell everybody that I'm working on a protest.
Yeah, why are you working a protest?
Because you got your new aquarium, and it smells like fish in your office.
It doesn't smell like
it
fish.
It does.
It doesn't.
You have no sense of smell.
I have no sense of taste either. That's why I'm married. Well, can you back away from the mic when you laugh like
honey,
that?
Honey, I think people say I have no sense of taste.
I think you just scared everybody. You just charred everybody
with
that laugh.
Anyway,
so are you ready to get to the dancing?
And yeah. Do you know that I put a smelly in here, so now I've got white lilac. White gardenia smell in here now. Do you smell better?
You know, I said, you know, is there a white gardenia smell in here?
Come in the window.
Open, do whatever you want. Jump out the window. I don't care.
You wouldn't know what to do with yourself if I left you. You can't even buy your own underwear.
I would have to learn, wouldn't I?
Yes, I guess you would.
Anyway, so we have new Dancing with the Stars, a new cast.
Yes.
Some of the people, I don't know who they are.
Well, you know, what's so kind of funny is I saw the cast. Well, before I saw the cast, I was like, they were just showing how they do like, sorry, Jack. I'm loud. You don't have to have the mic up against my mouth.
All right. Well.
Anyway, so they show the cast little by little. And I was like, I wasn't really excited.
Mr. T.
And then I got a little bit of, and then I was like, oh, Nancy Kerrigan. Now, people that know me who listen to this or skating people, I'm not a big Nancy Kerrigan fan. She wasn't my cup of tea. I'm not saying that she wasn't a great skater. I'm not saying she didn't achieve wonderful things. She's more of the bull in the china cabinet skater.
She's more physical skater.
Oh, great physical skater. Where I like the graceful, like those kind of skaters. Anyway, so that being said. But then I was like, well, this will be interesting.
Yes.
You know, so that's why I was like,
Okay,
I'll watch it. All right, this will be good. We got this. Okay, let's do this.
So you got this?
We're all on board.
Well, we start off with Nancy Kerrigan and her partner Artem doing the cha-cha. And we find out Nancy doesn't like compliments.
Well,
she actually got upset with the compliments.
Well, because I know it's not the way the generation is now, but the old generation, my time, and she is younger than me, so it would be maybe another, God, it could be another century. Anyway.
Another century.
10 years century, right?
No,
it's a
decade.
Oh, decade. Sorry, another decade.
Century
Gosh.
Would be 100 years.
100 years,
years.
So yeah. Okay. Well, I know.
No one's here to do math.
Okay.
No one's correct.
Anyway, you know, we were taught.
Maybe
you didn't
it's
get
that fish smell. That's
you didn't out. Get compliments. You didn't do that. Right. Let's go do that again. Or you were not. Nobody like put you up on a pedestal. Nobody told you you were special. Nobody gave you a trophy for participating.
Oh, you did a double axle. Do a triple.
Triple.
Axle.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You're making. If your son, well, your son won't listen to this podcast. He'd be going. That's not the way it was.
I'm not his time. I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying he gets all upset when people, because he's considered a millennial, and he gets upset by it.
Well, millennials were treated differently.
They were. You have to treat kids now with kid gloves.
Well, I think what they realize, and I'll be the mother in this one, is we were too extreme. You know, it was ridiculous. These kids never got any kind of, it was difficult. Not difficult, but there wasn't a lot of rewards in life. And they realized, some psychologists realized that with a little bit of praise, you get more things out of kids. And that's probably what. Please stop. See, you're lowering me. You don't need to play.
I'm raising it now.
No. So anyway, that's why they started this whole give everybody an award.
All right. Well, whatever makes people happy, I'm all right
but
with.
Anyway, so that's why she's that way. We're going off subject.
Anyway, they did the cha-cha, and I thought they did pretty good. I think she was better than last week. A little less stiffer than she's a little more.
I think when you're outside your element, when you're not doing something you're used to, you always feel a little different.
Right.
And she hasn't performed. Gotta remember, she hasn't performed since
90s. She's been in skating shows, hasn't she?
Oh, I don't. She said she's been like a stay-at-home mom raising kids, so she probably hasn't performed.
That's performing in itself.
True,
raising
but
three kids?
I don't think she's been in front of an audience with makeup and hair and everything, like probably for the last maybe 10, 15 years, if not more.
Well, we got to keep Tonya Harding away from the
anyway.
Set, right?
Yes. So
too
soon?
Why me?
Anyway,
I'm just kidding. That was a tragedy.
But I thought she did a nice job.
I thought she did a nice job, and the judges gave her sevens across the board.
Yeah, they're being stingy tonight with scores.
Well, it gets worse, I think.
It does.
Anyway, next up we have...
You can't read your writing.
It's Erica and Gleb.
Yes.
Is it Erica?
Yes. Who I didn't know who she was.
Yeah,
and you told me all about her.
I read on her little bio she's was a singer.
Right.
And now she's on Beverly Hills, Housewives of Beverly Hills. So I thought they did.
She was good.
I thought they were doing the foxtrot.
Yeah, I thought she was quite
good. I thought
good.
They did a great job. It's the only thing I noticed, though, when she was listening to the people, the judges talk to her, she was, like, staring them down. I don't know if she was waiting for a negative, but they were giving her compliments.
Yeah.
And she didn't smile. She just kind of looked at them like, okay, what's going to be? I didn't see the first week. I didn't see her routine the first week. Did
maybe
you notice that?
Maybe she processes differently.
Just like she was like, okay, when are you going to tell me I'm terrible?
Right.
When are you going to tell me? I just was waiting for that.
Yeah.
And she just kind of, I don't know her character on.
You know, if she wins the mirror ball, she's going to give Gleb some kind of like fancy car.
Really? Was that the car that was, really?
I don't know if it was that car, but the first week, which we didn't get to talk about, she said, if I win the mirror ball, you're going to have that car.
Wow, that's a nice car.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if it's that car, but it was a beautiful car.
That was a nice car.
So it was a nice car. I think it was a Lamborghini. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but I thought the dance was pretty good, but only sevens across the board again.
Again, they're being tight with
little,
their scores.
Little stingy. Next up, we have Charo versus Kale doing the Paso Doble.
Yes.
How
old is she? Did you figure that out yet?
I looked up, said 66, but people last week were saying she's probably like 76.
Why?
I don't know. I just.
They think maybe she lied about her age.
I don't know.
Because she was around when Don Rickles was young and Johnny Carson. How long has Johnny Carson been gone?
Johnny Carson's been gone for a while.
And she looked like she was in her 40s then.
Well, she's been around forever.
Forever.
I mean, she was on the Love Boat.
Right.
I mean, I was just a kid when the Love Boat was on. Right?
Me too.
Well, that's beautiful. That's funny.
Babe, I'm only 2.5 years older than you.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, so Charo's doing, and they do the backstory and how she came from nothing and stuff like that.
Well, no, they were rich once.
Oh, they were rich once.
And something happened, they lost everything. And then they were poor. That's why
the
mother was always crying.
She had to go coochie-coochie on TV all the time.
Yes, and the Paso Doble is her life, she's saying.
But, you know, what I found funny is I was watching it. She was fine when she was by herself, but when she was working with Kao, she was doing her own thing.
Yeah. She definitely is used to doing her own thing.
Yeah, she was just. And what happened to happy-go-lucky Charo?
Well, I think this is something I noticed about.
Now she's angry, Charo.
Well, I'm going to use a scenario from my brother one time. I think, she was upset because Bruno is Hispanic or that kind of nationality. So she thinks because you're Hispanic, you should give me good grades.
Bruno is Spanish?
I think he is. I don't know.
Oh, Bruno.
Bruno. And then, my brother would say one time, this Italian guy didn't do something right, and he would go, look, and he's even an Italian. He shouldn't be that way. Like that's going to make a difference because you're Italian. You're not going to be this way.
We're not playing favoritism here.
So that's why I think she was getting mad at him. I think she thought because, you know, you're a Hispanic like me, you should give me better scores.
Coochie coochie, no. But I think she's hurting herself because she's coming across
crazy.
Crazy. She's coming across angry.
And she's not crazy.
She's always been that character on, you know, if you go back and watch her characters on Fantasy Island, Love Boat, any show she did, she was always wild.
Wild, but in a funny
way.
Crazy
way.
Now
she's funny. Now she's wild and angry. And that's not going to play right for the people that are voting to keep you in. I mean, be honest with you, for her age, if she's 66, 76, whatever it is, she still moves pretty good.
She's basically only 9 years older than me, and that can't be true because she was in her 20s and 30s when I was like 9 or 10.
I looked it up, said 66, but other people were saying she had to be 76.
Uh-huh,
but Charo, if you're listening, back up a few steps and be more happy Charo and less cranky Charo.
Right.
I thought she was serious. I mean, she kept grabbing the mic from Tom, and you know, she's just very energetic. But it's not going to play.
I don't disagree.
Week. So, but her score is Carianna 6, Lynn is 6, Juliana 7, and Bruno 6. So not bad.
No,
not bad scores. Next up, we have Nick and PETA doing the Foxtrot. And William Shatner is not a fan of Nick.
Why?
He's openly campaigning to get him voted off.
Why?
William Shatner.
Why?
He doesn't like him. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't like the way, I guess, he was on the... I didn't watch The Bachelor, but I guess he didn't like the way he was on The Bachelor.
What does that have to do with
Dancing with the Stars? He doesn't like him. William Shatner has openly campaigned to get him voted off.
William Shatner needs to find something else to do. I don't think that can't be the reason.
Well, he's campaigned to get him voted off, and... I thought the dance was okay. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, there's a couple parts where he just looked like he was he knew how to spin right, or he was out of sync a little bit. But I thought some of the other parts, like when they were together and everything, I think they're a good couple. I think they look good together.
Right.
I think they match well. They connect well. But there's some parts where he was by himself. He looked awkward.
Yeah. He's like, I'm alone. Help me.
Yes.
But Carrie Ann thought it was pretty good. Gave him a 7. Lynn, woo, a 5.
Yes.
He didn't like it at all. I don't think Lynn was there. I think it was William Shatner.
Shatner was there. Be a 1.
He'd probably give him a 0. Yeah. Juliana 7 and Bruno a 6. Both the guys are a little stingy.
Yeah,
a little tight. Next up, we have Heather and Alan doing the jive.
Yes.
I loved
it.
I thought it was really good.
Felt bad for Max. He must have torn something.
Yeah.
Pulled a muscle, a torn a muscle.
Yeah, he was hurting.
You tear a muscle, you can't do anything else, right?
You can't dance.
Because you can't.
No.
Does that have to be sewn together?
Well, it depends on the tear. Sometimes it has to heal on its own. Sometimes they have to go in and put surgery. Who knows with Max? We don't know. He was hurting, though.
Oh, yeah.
And but Alan, I thought, stepped up, did a good job.
Absolutely.
Their backup dancers are pretty good.
Well, they're professionals.
Well, I guess so.
Yes, but I loved her. She's my favorite. I just love her.
Well, she is a professional dancer.
I know, but it's different.
But
ballroom
like,
dancing is different.
But that's what, who is it? Lynn that said that or
Lynn,
Carrie-Anne?
Julianne.
Said, you are a professional, but ballroom dancing is different.
Yes.
So I think they're trying to get people maybe back off a little bit.
It is different. It's not all the same. Everything's not the same. You have rhythm. It does help to have
you
rhythm.
You can tell when she did the dance with the two girls.
Right.
It was like, okay, you can see her dancing.
But she definitely understands musicality and has that part of her. So she has
Glee.
Right. She has that going for her, but doesn't mean anything else. So that is, you know, that would be a little bit higher up than the baseball player that probably doesn't have musicality in him.
Okay. The bald guy.
The bald guy.
Well, Carrie Ann liked it. 8. Lynn, cranky Lynn.
6. Did
6.
He?
Yeah, 6. I put cranky. He was cranky.
He was.
Julianne an 8 and Bruno an 8.
Yep.
Next up we have Bonner and Sharna. I got to say that really because when I was writing it down, I go, don't say the owner, say Bonner. They're doing the Vietnamese waltz. Is any truth the rumor they're dating now?
They always try to match people up. They always try to say that they're dating in this. I think they do that to make it more like.
Well, she does get very. She does. She plays a good character. She does get very because
she has a boyfriend. I think that's what Heather said.
Well, she does kind of. She does. I'm not saying in a bad way.
Right.
She's doing her job and she's showing.
Well, they said the same thing about the other guy. Did they say he was with her too, or she was with him?
Yeah, they said. Oh, are they seeing each other? Because she gets very passionate with her dance, and I think that's helps her cause.
Yeah. But she's a beautiful woman.
I thought the dance. I thought it was good.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was good. Of course,
Lynn didn't.
Everyone thought it was good, but Lynn. Carrie Ann, an 8. Lynn, a 6.
6.
I don't
That's
like it.
That's his favorite number.
I don't like
number it. Number 6.
You're lucky I'm giving you a 6. Julianne, an 8. And Bruno, a 7. Well, it's not bad scores. I don't think Sharna liked the 6, though, from Lynn.
I don't think she
kind of looked
either.
Like.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
She wasn't happy. And I don't blame her.
It just bugs me because these guys that don't know anything, they're coming out there and they're performing, they're doing all kinds of things. Who are you to sit and judge? Hello?
Well, he is the judge.
Okay.
So I guess that's his job to
all
sit
right.
and judge. Next up, we have Simone and Sasha doing
yes.
the cha-cha. I thought this dance was excellent.
Yeah, but you could see, I think it was Carrie Ann who said, you know, like she didn't really... she had to play, you know, play the part and be a little more sexy, more in the character. I think she does the maneuvers well, and I think she does everything she's supposed to do, but it doesn't have where the one that won last time. What was her name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyway,
she's
just doing it. It doesn't have the personality
of it.
Well,
she did say, though, she has trouble doing the sexy part.
I know, but even when she did the dance last week, like, it was exceptional because she's an exceptional person.
An athlete,
but she just doesn't come across. I can't explain it. I don't know how to explain it. It's what's the word I'm looking for? My friend Sarah might know, but it's like she's missing. It's good, but it's good because she's got talent.
She's not being fluent.
Something's not coming.
I don't want to say feminine because that's chauvinist. But it's not. She's not doing. She's coming across. She's more athletic than.
No, it's not that.
No. Then I just better stop while I'm behind.
She's just the character. She's not portraying the character.
Where
she's
we said
just
Sharna,
being her.
Where Sharna plays
yes.
into it, and
yeah.
she's playing
the
sexual,
love,
she has to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love you, and yeah. she's actually playing a role where,
right. where she's just not acting.
Simone's
with
just
it.
Dancing.
Yeah,
just, you know, I got this yeah. move. I got this move. But
oh wait, I'm sure she's counting. You know, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and doing everything she's
yeah.
supposed to do. And then
well, maybe
paying.
In time she'll loosen
yeah,
up
maybe.
And get going. I can picture the girl from Lash, but I can't see. I can't. Think of her name. Carrie Ann, 7. Lynn, a 7. So he liked it.
Yeah.
For Lynn. Juliana, 7. And Bruno, an 8.
Yeah.
And next up, we have Chris and Whitney.
Yes.
Chris Kattan. I didn't realize he was so injured. I never.
Oh, my gosh. He just felt so
because the first
bad.
Week, I'm watching him going, what is wrong
Why
with
isn't
him?
He not moving his neck?
Yeah.
I mean, he looked stiffer than stiff when he saw those X-rays. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I give him credit for going out there.
Yes.
I felt bad for Whitney, though, because she really didn't have a chance.
No.
I mean,
but, she's had, you know,
but she handled it with class and
yeah.
stuff like that, and I thought he handled it with class.
Yes.
I mean, he did the best he could.
And he was much better this week than he was last week.
Yeah, I thought if he would have done, you know, the reverse, if he would have started out this week, he might have been able to knock Mr. T or Charo out.
Yeah, probably.
But he didn't, and he just...
Hey, he went out there and put himself out there.
But I was thinking too. I go, let's say he could do the dancing. I would think training all the day after day after day after day by like the 4th or 5th, 6th, 7th week, I think he'd be in too much pain to keep going.
I would agree.
Wouldn't you? I mean,
how
I don't.
Would he have like 12 pins in his
he
neck?
Was. What happened to
all
him?
All the way down. I don't know.
I have to look
he
it up.
He broke his neck.
Yeah, I know he broke his neck, and it's.
We had a player last week. Thank God, not you know, wasn't at our rink, but one of our players played hockey. Headed into the boards, broke his neck, and passed away.
Now, did they find out it was?
They did.
It was a broken neck.
Yeah, Russ went to the funeral, but didn't tell me about the funeral. But
okay.
Yes.
Anyways, but he did break his neck.
He broke his neck.
Oh, yeah, because it's one of those things. It was a hockey play. It wasn't a dirty play, but
no.
The guy lost his balance and
yeah.
went headfirst into the boards and
yeah.
broke his neck.
Yeah.
So, it's a tragic thing. But you watch him and he's just. And that's what you go. Where has he been? You know, because
right.
he was always fun.
Hilarious.
He was always funny, but I guess you know you. If you can't
I'm
do
sure
what
he takes medication.
Well,
I'm sure he's in a lot of pain.
But he also said too, his comedy was physical comedy,
right? And you
which
can't
it
do
was.
Physical
I mean,
comedy anymore.
You know the dun dun
right.
dun
yeah.
dun, and he can't do it because he's just. But I give him credit for going out
I
there
agree.
And doing his job.
And I think he had some good moves, a couple here or there. I mean,
yeah.
he wasn't bad. I mean, I think you couldn't do any better.
Well, thank you, and I would have no excuse because I don't have a broken.
No,
neck
that's what I'm trying
back.
To say. Because you don't like to dance, first of all, so that would be difficult. For
that
you.
Would be my style.
And then if you had to do it in front of people,
yeah,
you would have a drink.
I'd be the drunk.
You'd have to be the drunk. Dancer.
I'd be the drunk dancer. But Carrie Ann gave him a 6. Lynn, come on, Lynn, come on.
Give him a 6.
Give him a 6, Lynn. He's out there. He broke his
well,
neck.
Fair to Lynn though. He gave everybody 6s, didn't
yeah.
he?
No, he gave him a 5.
Wow.
And then Juliana 5, 6, and then Lynn. I mean Bruno, a 5. Come on, Bruno.
I know.
Anyway, then we have.
You can't read your writing again.
Is it Normani? Normar?
Oh, that's a hard name.
I wrote it
with
down. Normani. Normani.
With Val?
She was excellent.
Where's Heather for us, our teacher?
Yeah, I know. And she was doing the cha-cha. Oh, I forgot to. Chris and Whitney were doing the jazz.
Ah. No, they were doing jazz. You said jazz, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they said jazz.
No, they're doing the jazz.
Oh, jazz.
They had gone to Tokyo. Because
our group is singing there.
Yeah, and she just got back 4 hours before they're doing. They're doing the costume
all. Yeah, all that.
And
I thought she was fabulous.
Best dance of the night.
I would agree.
And next week, I promise to have your name correct.
Thank you.
Because Heather,
I don't know why I'm saying that.
Normani.
Something like that.
If I could read my writing, it'd be better. Because if you look at it, it almost looks like I wrote a W.
You did.
Normani. But I apologize. Norm.
And Val.
And Val did pretty good.
They did awesome.
Excellent job. Eights across the board. Even Lynn. Even Lynn said, see, I'm happy. I can smile. Then we have Rashad and Emma doing the Vietnamese waltz. Again, another good dance.
I thought so, too.
Excellent dance.
I thought so, too.
What's with these football players?
Yeah, it was really good. And I think, was it Carrie Ann, where she said he was being a man, you know, being the lead and being a man.
Yeah. So. Well, didn't she also say that you were doing the dance and you were doing the list without taking with the way the proper way, because she ain't know about the feet.
Yes, she is.
Not lifting up off the floor, dance floor. But they got eights across the board. Even Lynn liked this dance.
Yes.
So that's just crazy. Next up, we have Mr. T and Kim doing the Paso Doble.
Right. And I want to know what kind of cancer it was. You didn't look it up, did you?
I did not look it up. No, I did not look. I know he had cancer. I will never say anything bad about Mr. T because he might be like close to 70, but I'm still afraid of him.
Well, besides that, though, you know, he's like, I deserve the score I got. And he really came out and did a bang-up job. I thought this was his perfect dance from the Paso Doble, right?
Yeah.
No, was it?
Paso Doble.
Okay.
With the Rocky theme.
Right, because I think I think he could give some of those the looks and the poses and all stuff like that.
I pity the fool, don't give
and
me
I think
the score.
Get into the character, I think was definitely his dance.
Yeah.
I thought they were a little tight in the scores, but.
Yeah, I thought he did all right. I know when we first heard about this, he was actually my vote to go first.
Right.
But I like Miss. Who doesn't like Mr. T?
Exactly. But I thought he deserved better. I thought he maybe a couple sevens in there.
Well, Carrie Ann a 6, Lynn a 5, Juliana 6, and Bruno a 5.
Yeah, I thought he deserved a 7 or something in there.
Yeah. So then
my opinion.
Finally, we have David Ross and Lindsay doing the cha-cha.
Again, I'm like looking at just a dance. I thought it was fabulous, but.
The pants he had, I had a pair of those.
Yes, you
They were purple and I think they had pink and blue.
And Jay had matching outfit.
They were the most, if you kids playing at home have never had, they were their most comfortable pants you've ever, they had the elastic band.
Yep. And the pockets.
And pockets.
And then the elastic down below.
Yeah.
And then you guys would wear the neon tank tops with them.
Yeah, and it was so comfortable to wear.
Yeah, you and Jay had like 3 or 4 outfits the same.
Yeah, it was great.
I think we have pictures of it. We got to put them on our Facebook.
We got to do that.
But you love those pants.
They were great. I would wear them on. I wore them on a plane when I went to Vegas. And stuff. They were perfect. They were the best. I wish they'd come back in style because they were the best pants.
I can't believe you didn't save it, but you never saved anything.
Nah, I didn't save. Why would I probably wore them out because?
Yeah, you probably did.
Because they were comfortable.
They were.
I like to be comfortable. But I thought David, who was, I think he used to play for the Padres. I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay. He just left the Cubs.
He won with World Series with the Cubs.
Series said, hey, good for him.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
The Cubs won a World Series.
Yeah.
Probably never happening again. Anyway, Carrie Ann is 7. Lynn is 6.
I loved it when Lynn, or afterwards, I have to give the scores. He was talking about how he was, you know, heading from first, going through second, hitting all the way to third. And he goes, yeah, that sounds good because I wasn't a very good hitter. So I'll take, that's a good compliment.
But 7, 6, 7, and 7.
Again, I thought low scores. I thought he was awesome. They said he was awkward, didn't know what he was doing. He wasn't that fly. I was like, what am I watching that you're not watching?
Well, it was more, I don't know. I thought he was loose. I thought he was having fun with it.
Everybody seemed awful, like, cranky.
I know, maybe it's just the beginning, and that's what they got to do.
I don't know.
Because, again, you can't come out and start giving people tens because you do tens.
But
what are you going to do when they start improving?
But it's only the second week. You're already your expectations of these judges are like I don't know. I wasn't happy.
Well, maybe they're telling him, okay, you got to work harder. You got to work harder. Again, you're saying in the beginning, you were saying about the kids today don't like to get criticized. Well, here's...
This is different. They're doing something they've never done
before.
Well,
they're also getting paid to do it.
Not lots.
Well, they're not doing it for free.
True. All right.
Anyway, we do have three phone calls from the same person. It's my sister who actually went to the premiere episode of Dancing with the Stars. I will play those calls. Hopefully they're in order.
Well, we know they're not because you download them. I'm sorry, babe.
But we'll go back and see. But hold on 1 second. Just be patient, people. I'm going to go get the calls right now.
Hi, Jack, Cindy, and Heather. I can't wait to listen to your podcast of the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars. This is Tammy, and as I posted on your Facebook group yesterday, I actually got to go see the show live in person. I had to attend a game show to tell the truth back in November, and that guaranteed me a ticket to go see the show last night. So I got to go with one of my good friends, and we had a great time. It was really a lot of fun. And so I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what we got to see. It's definitely different seeing it in person. There was, it's as always, whenever you see a show, it always looks so much smaller in person. On TV, everything looks so big. But they're definitely a well-oiled machine, the staff and crew, because it was a live show. They just moved so quickly, setting up props and getting things arranged for all the dances. It was kind of amazing to watch it, the process, and just see how fast everybody moved and what they had to do to set everything up. So we really kind of enjoyed seeing that part. We were way at the top in the balcony on the back part of the stage. So we did have a couple of the dances, like Erica's and Charo's dance was more in front of where we were at, and we were at the top. Our downside that we would complain about was that we had to stand the whole time. We didn't have chairs, and so having to get in about an hour early and then stand for 2 hours was kind of long. Would have been really nice if they would have given us some water or something, just because it was tiring, all that clapping. They definitely tried to get the crowd pumped up and made us do a lot of clapping, so that got a little tiring. Guess I'm getting old, but other than that, it was just really fun to see. Always enjoy watching the show, and so it's kind of neat to see it in person. My top people, I would say, would probably be, no surprise, but Simone, I think it's Normani, Heather, and Nick and Rashad seem like they probably will do really well. And on the downside, or as I kept commenting to my friend, oh, I hope they enjoyed their week, Mr. T and Charo and Chris didn't seem to do that great, so I can't expect that they'll be around that long. One thing I wanted to do was come home and watch it because we didn't think the baseball player David Ross looked that great when we were watching it. But then watching it on the show, I can see that it was probably a little better than for some reason it looked live. I'm still kind of surprised he got sevens, but obviously I don't know all the techniques, so good for them. Nancy did good, but I can't imagine that she'll just stick around that long. She seemed maybe a little stiff. I do like Erica Jane because I hate to admit it, but I do watch The Real Housewives, so I liked her. Guess I went too long. This is Tammy again. As I was saying, I do watch Erica on The Real Housewives, and I enjoy watching her on there, so I really liked her dance, and we hollered at her at the end of the show, and she gave us a little wave, so that scored some extra points for us, as well as her partner, Gleb, who I think is one of the best-looking guys, even though I know you ladies like the brothers. I think that he's definitely one of the top ones. And my friend hollered at him and gave him a thumbs up. And so they might be personal favorites just for at least last night because of that little bit of extra. I do like Bonner and Sharna. Sharna's one of my favorite pros as well. I just really think that she's fun to watch. And maybe I have a little baby crush on her, if I have to admit that. And I think that's, oh, Heather and Maxim did well, of course. They were good. Oh, actually, I did mention them. And I think that's everybody. So it was really fun to watch. The only other thing I would say is it was hard to hear. You couldn't always hear what the judges were saying. They weren't given really loud mics. And the audience is cheering so loudly that sometimes you don't hear what Tom says. So coming back and watching it on TV let me hear some of the stuff that was said that I couldn't always hear on the show. So other than that, it was just kind of fun to watch the dancers in the background, see them as they're waiting up in the balcony, kind of talking and chatting with each other, like we saw Maxim and PETA. I know I'm saying her name wrong, but we got to watch them kind of hang out together, and that was kind of cute. So anyway, it was fun. It was a long day, but fun and good to see in person. Hopefully someday you guys will get to do that, and if you ever are out here and we get to go, I will be happy to go with you. Can't wait to listen to your show and the season. Thanks. Hey, it's me again. I definitely won't be offended if you don't want to play all of this. I'm just calling because you told me to. And one of the things I forgot to mention that we got to do was about 30 minutes before the show started, they had us, or offered for us to come, all of us to come down and dance on the dance floor. So we actually got to go down and dance on the dance floor. And so my friend Carol and I were dancing around, and we're kind of in the back. And then I said, let's go see whose names are on the seats, because not all the seats were filled where all the celebrities sit. But we couldn't recognize a lot of them. I think it's probably friends and family names. So then I said, let's dance over to, on the judges' side, because that's where all the celebrities that we probably will recognize will sit. So we danced over that way, and they started coming out of the back area. So we saw Alfonso, and we saw Lori from last year, and she did like a little raise the roof dance with my friend when my friend called out her name. And then we saw Jeff Gordon and Robert, I'm not going to attempt to say his name, but Kim's new husband. So we saw those, oh, and Babyface. We saw Babyface, which I was surprised he found his seat since he had so much trouble finding his steps on the dance floor. Not very nice. He was smiling and nice, but it was just funny because I know he didn't do that well. It was nice of him to come back. Anyway, that's that. And let me know if you have any questions. Talk to you later.
Well, thank you for the call, Tammy.
Yes, because Heather and I were so jealous. I forgot when your sister came out, my sister-in-law. Just love my sister-in-law.
You don't have to say that because she listens.
No, I'm serious. I mean, it was so nice she came out for Kayla's wedding, and I forgot how much I miss that connection with her. And then the other thing is we're both grandmothers now, and it would be nice to still be living in California. But she gave me some great advice. So thank you, Aunt Tammy, for your great advice. You're awesome.
I think the thing that shocked me about all three calls was she said she had a good friend.
What are you talking about? She has lots of friends. She has more friends than I think you and I put together.
Oh, come on now.
Anyway,
we were so jealous
that she got to go. I mean, that's like on my bucket list.
The only thing, though, is if she said she'd go with us, I don't know if I want to be next to the person complaining. I got to stand the whole time. Where's my water?
Didn't we complain once when we were walking somewhere, like to go see the 9/11 Memorial, because we walked an hour and a half to get there, and then we realized, who are we to complain?
No, well, the wind was so cold, and the wind was blowing. I go, and about halfway through, we go, really, we need to stop complaining.
Exactly.
So, come on now.
Come on now. But anyway.
So sometimes you realize, but I'm just giving her a hard time.
I know that. But that, you know, I get what she's saying about on TV, because two things that we went and saw up close, one was Buckingham Palace, and one was the White House. And I said both times
when
I saw
Big Ben.
And Big Ben.
It's like,
all
yeah,
those
it's
things.
Okay,
like,
Ben.
I'm like, it looks so much bigger on TV.
It's like medium-sized Ben.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not like what I, like the balcony at Buckingham Palace, I thought was going to be like, and it was like,
it's like the White House when you see the red room, where they do the press.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't impressed. I was impressed that I was in that room, but I wasn't it looks better on TV.
It looked bigger and better and newer.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, so I get what Tammy was saying about that.
I appreciate the call.
Love the call. That was great stuff.
I like that they got to shout at the people.
Heather and I would have been crazy over Val and Max.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good looking. I'm not getting Gleb. Gleb isn't me. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
I mean, she does have a Sharna crush like you do.
I do. Yeah. Yeah, I do too. She's a beautiful girl. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And a great dancer too.
And a great body, right? Wouldn't you say?
She's like me. And an ounce of fat.
Where's Heather's crickets?
Oh, yeah. We need Heather's crickets on there. I think that's all we got for. And finally, if you'd like to give us a call at 385.
Oh, wait. We didn't say who got voted off, did we? Not yet. Yeah, we did. God,
no, we haven't. 385-309-0311, calling time. And I'm going to read some stuff off the Facebook.
Well, anyways, we did say who got voted off because we said poor guy.
Well, Chris Kattan did get voted off.
Right.
And you said, don't watch it. It's sad. Don't watch it. It's sad.
Because it's sad.
And it was sad. I felt bad for him.
I did too.
But he handled with class, and he said, you know,
he was fine.
His partner was Whitney, right?
Yeah. Beautiful girl too.
And he said, you know, did everything she could. And
yeah.
I mean, he basically did everything he could. You could just tell that he just had limitations. And for this kind of dancing, I mean, there's just no way he was going to go far. But give him credit for going out
there
and doing it. And hopefully he gets back into the whole acting thing and entertains us. On the Facebook page under the Dancing with the Stars, Jessica says, wow, I had no idea he had that surgery nor what happened to his spine. Explains why he basically disappeared from Hollywood when he was a rising star after he left SNL.
Yeah. Again, does anybody...
I'll look it up and find out
what he did to break his. I mean, to break your neck. I mean,
yeah. And Brad said,
"Who?" Like he's walking.
And Randy said, "Mr. Peepers," and Justice said, "Chris Kattan."
Yes.
So we had to point it out. Carrie answered, "Wow, Lynn was quite the crab last night."
I'm with you.
Not that it's anything new. I really like the cowboy and the girl from Fifth Harmony. Oh, that must have been
the one that came from Japan.
I feel bad for Chris Kattan, but he really was the one who deserved to go.
Yeah. He wasn't quite as bad as Geraldo.
No. And Geraldo just had age.
I just don't think he had any rhythm.
Yeah.
Which it sounds weird to have a Hispanic doesn't have rhythm.
Yeah. Anyway. Also, he even said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I decided after tonight that I'm not a fan of Gleb. I saw Jana in the audience, and it made me think about how all his dances are too sexed up. He just seems like he's one note choreographer. So, never thought about that.
I never liked, you know me, I never liked Jana and Kleb when they did
their thing. Yeah, you were anti
them. Nope, never liked it.
Never got it, never liked it.
Nope.
Never liked it. So, who's going to, it's going to be Char or Mr.
Who's
T?
Your top five?
Top five, wow. You got to go Simone, she's in there.
Yeah, I say
Heather's
Simone. Heather's in there. The football player. What you
Rashad
say?
Rashad is going to be in there. Erica, yep. I think Erica did pretty well.
What other guy do you think? Do you think the baseball guy, what's his name?
David Ross. It could be David Ross and David Ross and Rashad, probably the two top guys. Erica.
Heather, Simone.
Well, wait, what am I forgetting? I'm forgetting about the Fifth Dimension girl.
Yeah, the Fifth Dimension girl. That's my three girls. That's my three girls. Fifth Harmony.
Because
I can't say her name.
Simone.
Heather. And the Harmony 5, Fifth Harmony, whatever it's.
Normani. But Erica was good, too. Maybe you put Erica in there and you kick out David. Maybe it's four girls and a guy.
You kick out Simone because, like I said, Simone does a great job as far as the steps.
But if she learns to get more graceful. Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah, maybe.
That maybe
you never know. It's only the second week.
Yeah,
still learning.
She's learning. She's a gymnast and she's tight and all that stuff. Yeah. So.
And exact.
We'll see. Okay. We'll see. Well, maybe we'll do it next week when Heather's here.
Yeah, I'd love to hear her opinion because I haven't even talked to her about the show at all because we thought we were going to do it.
Yeah.
And you don't like you, Mr. Cranky Pants number two, Lynn number two, does not like.
Go ahead and boo.
Heather
Go ahead.
Does not like Heather and I.
Go ahead and boo.
Talking together because
no, you talk about it on the podcast.
I know.
Anyway. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope the sound is there. It's been a while since I've had to do that. And, of course, I have to work. You know, I'm limited on what I have to work with.
I don't do anything but just show up. So if this isn't right, you have no one to blame but yourself, young man.
It's the fish smell that's making me. I can't stand it. I can't stand the fish smell.
This is your world. I'm just living in it.
That is correct. If you like this show, and we have three patrons we'd like to thank right now.
Okay.
We thank all our patrons.
We do.
Three patrons right now. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner-Glaffelder, and
Bob.
Molly the Millennial.
Oh, we don't have the Bob anymore?
No, there was never a Bob.
Aww.
So anyway, it's Molly the Millennial.
Where did Bob from Chicago go?
It was Brad from Chicago.
It was Brad from Chicago.
I just read Brad's note.
Aww.
So it's Molly the Millennial.
Molly?
Molly the Millennial. Molly the Millennial.
That's a lot of the words.
Yeah, it's okay. But
I'm disappointed to tell you how long I've been on.
Hey.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go, Brad?
Come on, Bob. Where'd Bob go? We like to think Bob. I'm going to talk to Bob.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Thank you all for listening and doing whatever you do.
Listening and if you'd like to help the show, you can go on and give us a 5-star review because we don't take fours. We don't want any Lynn reviews, okay?
Lynn reviews would be one.
Yeah, it'd be I'm not listening to this podcast at all. And Shatner, if you're out there.
Give the guy a break.
No, give us a call, Shat.
Yes.
We'll put you on
Shatner,
the show.
Shatner, let us know why you feel this strongly about The Bachelor.
Shatner, we will put your call on. We will put you on this.
Anybody knows how to get in touch with him?
I'll post it on Twitter.
All right.
I'm sure he'll listen to me.
Oh, sure he will.
He's got nothing else better to do.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. That's it for today. Next week.
I used to know a guy that was his double in Star Trek. Yes. He was a skater and also his double.
Really?
Yes. This is many moons
ago. Did he skate like this? What is going on?
No, but he would do some of those scenes. It was hilarious.
What is going on?
When I used to work at North Hollywood back in the 1980, 81, before I knew you.
Man, you're old.
Whatever. You're not that much younger than me.
You're old.
Anyway.
Woman.
Stop.
Anyway.
I might be old, but I look fabulous compared to you.
Hasta luego.
I didn't even say that right. Booyah.
Hey, Bob, are you out there? All right. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye, everybody.